All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Tennessee Titans, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Nine tackles, one tackle for a loss, one pass defensed, and an INT in Sunday's win over Indianapolis. On the season, 89 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 18 passes defensed, 4 INTs, 3 forced fumbles. He was an All-American at Rutgers. He was the 83rd pick overall back in 2013. Tennessee, 7-5, second in the AFC South. They're at Oakland Sunday. That is a CBS game. Logan Ryan is my guest. Logan, good to have you on. How are you?
What's going on, Jim? Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Great to have you. All right, so let me ask you about Sunday's game. You guys had heard all the noise, Logan, about the fact that this organization had won only one game in Indianapolis since they had built that new stadium. So what was your mindset going into that game?
I don't really think we cared. You know, a lot of these players nowadays are younger to this league, newer players, or I'm somebody who's only been here 3 years. I'm 2-1 in that stadium. So it really had nothing to say about that. I know it's quiet. We call it church on Sunday there because the crowd's really quiet. That's how Peyton Manning used to like it. But, you know, we're taking on Jacoby Brissett and the Colts, and they were banged up, and we actually had a lot of injuries too, and it was just a battle. And we got a lot of respect for their organization. I think Frank Reich is a really good coach. I think he's one of the best in the NFL. They have great scheme, and they have a good offensive line. They run the ball, and they play physical and play hard. But we run the ball, we play physical and play hard, too. So it was strength on strength.
Logan Ryan joining us. All right, so a couple of moments from that game that I want to hit on. Like, when you came off the edge and you drilled Jacoby Brissett as he got the ball off, you were mic'd up in the game, and you said, "That one hurt, that one hurt. I know it hurt you," end quote. I love how you were talking in the game because you frequently were just planting ideas in your opponent's heads. You know, like, that one hurt, or you're going to fumble. What's your strategy when it comes to that, and how do guys respond when you're talking to them like that?
You know, I completely forget that I'm mic'd up, and I say a lot more stuff than that. That's just the stuff that makes it on air.
Right.
So people are surprised because they see me off the field, and I'm very, you know, I love the animal rescue, philanthropy, and pretty much all around. Solid guy, married, family man, but you know, on the field, I'm trying to win. And Jacoby was a teammate of mine in New England for some years, so I've known him since his first year coming in. And he was a scout team quarterback, and you know, he was going against our defense every day. So there was a lot of trash talk between the two. And there, you know, I'm really proud of him. I'm proud of the way he's doing in Indy. But I know when I hurt Jacoby, and that one hurt him. I hit him right in his. I felt the wind get out of him, so I let him know it. It hurts, and I tell the running backs all the time, you're going to fumble. I tell the receivers, you can't get open. You know, it's talking me up. It's putting doubt in their head, whatever it's doing. But I know when I'm talking like that, I'm on top of my game.
We're talking to Logan Ryan. All right, so then the score is tied at 17 going into the fourth. There's that block field goal return for a TD. That gave you a 24-17 lead. And then two plays after that, you picked off your former teammate. Take me through that play. What did you see on that play, and how good did it feel to get that huge turnover?
It felt great. You know, I've been around the ball a lot this year and been working really hard and put a lot of work in this year, working on the jug machines, catching the ball, doing a whole bunch of extra stuff that, you know, only I know. And, you know, we were in a defense that was a zone that looked like man, and I kind of saw Pascal kind of running down the field on our backer, and I kind of knew that that's the matchup Jacoby wanted. Jacoby's a really smart quarterback, but I kind of know what he likes and what he wants. I knew he was going there, and our linebacker, Rashawn Evans, did a great job of making the ball sail a little bit, and I was on the spot, just trusting my instincts and going with it. It was a great call, and it was a great play by Rashawn and our pass rush. So, you know, it's a team sport, and all these plays are made by the team. It's not just me out there, so a lot of credit goes to Rashawn and the team on that one.
Logan Ryan joining us. Listen, we may not know exactly what you're doing and all the work you're putting in, but it's pretty clear to anybody who watches you play that you like to hit, and you like to hit hard. The rap has always been the corner shy away from contact. What is your approach to hitting guys the way you do and your physical style of play?
I want to win, man. And ever since you played football when you were little, my dad was my defensive coordinator when I was 6 years old. He said, just go tackle the guy with the ball. So I don't really believe in corners, you know, not throwing their stuff in there or not trying to avoid tackles or trying to, you know, preserve themselves, whatever you want to call it, it's football. And I feel like if you tackle right, tackle the correct way, it's safe. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win. And the league's changing. We see all these spread offenses. We see all these RPOs. We see all this college stuff coming to the games, faster players, more versatile players. Well, defenses are changing as well. And I think I'm one of the guys that's helping that. And do I play nickel? Do I play safety? Do I play corner? You know, I'm making plays at deep half. I'm blitzing a lot. I'm making a lot of tackles. And then, so I really just feel like the football is changing, and I'm one of those players that the team's putting some stuff on my plate that's different from week to week. And all I can do is study it and try to make plays for the team and do whatever it's asked. And guys like Charles Woodson and Rondae Barber and guys like that are some of my favorite players. Some of the best DBs to play, and those are guys I model my game after.
Well, and on top of that, you're getting a lot of attention because of your play, because of the numbers you're putting up. I know you're focused on team goals, but what does it mean to you that people want to see you in the Pro Bowl and are talking about that possibility?
You know, it's a great honor. It would be a great honor. I haven't had one. There was years where people said I should have, but I really didn't matter. You know, the Pro Bowl would mean a lot just for my family. I have two young kids. I take them to Disney and have that moment with them. I mean, I take them to Disney all the time. I just pay for it, so on the house would be great. But, you know, that stuff's really more for my family to get excited. I know that if I'm playing hard and if I'm in good shape and playing the right way, that the numbers and all that stuff will come. I can't control it. I just want to help my team win games, and all that stuff will you know, take control in the end. So I'll be honored for my family and everything like that, and I'm proud that the fans and the football fans are watching me and, you know, like my game. But, you know, I go out there. I really don't chase the numbers, man. I go out there and just try to do whatever it takes to win.
Logan Ryan joining me for another few moments. You know, you mentioned this off the top, and I was going to get to it no matter what. But as some people know, you founded the Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation, and it's a cause that is really close to your heart and very important to you. How did you first get involved in animal welfare issues?
My wife, my girlfriend at the time, she was my college sweetheart. When I got up to New England in 2013, you know, I was playing and I was working a lot, and she was a former college athlete, and she was trying to transition and bounce around a couple of jobs trying to figure out what she did and wanted to do. And she said, I'm just going to go work at an animal shelter. And she started working at an animal shelter for minimum wage. And nobody knew that, you know, she was dating an NFL player. That's not how she is. And she was sweeping kennels and picking up after dogs and walking them like a lot of people do, and with a huge heart. And I started to go visit on my off days and started seeing these animals and seeing the issues. And I said, man, I got to use my platform and my awareness to do something about it. So I started taking pictures with some of those dogs who were there, and cats and kittens, and on the 26th of every month, and getting them adopted. And it was called the Ryan Monthly Rescue, just featuring some of these animals on my Instagram. And that grew and blossomed into a full 501c3 nonprofit that's been running for up to about 3 years now, and raised well over $100,000, donated well over $100,000 of my own money. And we do a lot to raise awareness, provide grants, education, programs to help shelters, help volunteers, and help these animals, help them get adopted, help them find homes, pay for spay and vaccine clinics. So we do all types of stuff, but it's close to my heart because my wife and I, we have three rescue animals. She worked in the shelter, and it's something that I feel like I could be a voice of the voiceless. And obviously my calls, my cleats is coming up. I'll be wearing them week 15, and I'll have some bright neon cleats and auction them off for my charity to help these shelter animals get adopted.
That is so great. There's got to be so much pride in that. So before you go, you mentioned three rescue animals. We have a rescue cat that's absolutely amazing. What are your three rescue animals?
So I have a dog that me and my wife got in college, a puggle named Nala. I have a big blue pitty, as intimidating and as big and large head as ever, and the sweetest guy in the world, my kid's favorite, named Leonardo, named after the Blue Ninja Turtle. And then we just rescued a blind senior pity about 2 years ago. His name's Julius. He's 11 years old, completely blind, no eyes. So we have one that's, you know, they're all special in their own right. He's super special because of that. And then my four-year-old daughter is getting into fostering some kittens. So we've been bringing some foster kittens in there that she's been help feeding and learning responsibility, and giving them back when they're ready to get adopted. So we got all types of animals in my house, all rescues. I believe that everybody's animals in a shelter looking for a second chance, looking for a forever home. And I have two young kids, and they're learning how to have a great heart because of these animals.
That is so great. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, an All-American out of Rutgers. Tennessee is 7-5. They're second in the AFC South. Another big one on Sunday against Oakland. Logan Ryan. Dude, I don't know how you and I did not do this sooner. It was so good to have you on the show, Logan. I really appreciate you. Great job.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
That was great. Really appreciate that conversation. Logan Ryan. Well, part of the reason is he was a Patriot, and the Patriots are not easy to get to. But that's a really good player and a tremendous guy. What great presence. Logan Ryan and the Titans were left for dead earlier this season. Remember, they were 2-4. Maybe nobody gave up inside that locker room, but outside of it, a lot of people had a lot of concerns and a lot of questions. Now they're 7-5. They not only have a look at the wild card, they've got to look at that division still yet.